US report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Harley, how are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
Fighting fit for a man in my condition, my age. Tell me about the nominee for the Labor Secretary withdrawing in the US.
Well, this is really the first actual failure for President Trump in getting any of his candidates for the cabinet in, because Andrew Puzder has had to withdraw his nomination. He had a very high-profile divorce. There were allegations his ex-wife made about alleged abuse that she retracted. It goes back 30 years, but still people were pulling it up, using it against him. The thing that hurt him the most, because he was a nominee for Labor Secretary,
right,
is that he had used at least one, maybe more, illegal immigrant housekeeper and other, you know, people around the house. And, you know, we don't know what he paid them, but the unions, labor unions, very upset, saying obviously that's not a record of protecting workers, American workers. He also had faced, as CEO of Hardee's and Carl's, those are big fast food chains, allegations, 86% of which were substantiated over time, that they had not paid people overtime pay that was due them. Again, not protecting workers, so he's gone. He's not going to be able to do that job.
Probably less to do with his problems in his marriage, as opposed to, he'd be the equivalent to the Minister of Employment in Australia, and if you're the Minister of Employment, it's really not a smart move to be employing people illegally. But I'm most interested in this story that they tell me you'll talk about, a wife who's allergic to her husband. I have some compassion in this area for reasons I won't disclose. So why is the wife allergic? Well, what's wrong with him?
Well, nothing's wrong with him as far as we know. She's allergic to everything. I mean,
everything. So he's just sort of, he's a byproduct of everything she's allergic to.
She's allergic to everything. She's from Minnesota. She suffers
isn't that a coincidence?
Syndrome, which is called mast cell activation syndrome.
Mm.
She is literally allergic to just about everything. She lives in one plastic wrapped room.
A bubble girl, like Seinfeld. A bubble girl.
Like a bubble girl, right. And her husband built her a house that was allergen-free, that was very specifically built for someone just like her.
Mm.
She tried to move into the house. The new house smell and the stress of the move, they said, was just too much. She fainted. Now she's so sick she can't stand up. She's too sick to see her doctor. The only three people in the world that she can be near and not get sick are her brothers and sister.
Maybe Jerry and George could come out of retirement and visit the bubble girl in Minnesota.
It's a strange story, isn't it?
Stranger when you think my former wife is a Minnesotan, but we'll move on. Harrison Ford.
That's true,
and I don't want to dwell on it, so let's go. Harrison Ford, what's he doing?
Well, Harrison Ford's in a little bit of trouble, not big trouble. He got cleared to land his airplane. He has what's called a Husky, which is like a Super Cub. He landed it at Orange County, John Wayne Airport.
Yeah.
They gave him the landing clearance. He okayed the clearance, and they said, go ahead and land. And so he landed on what he thought was the runway. But he's accustomed to, you know, he's an outstanding pilot. He managed to land on the taxiway. And there was an airliner, an American Airlines airliner, sitting on the passenger on the taxiway. So he passed over top of it, landed safely, and he said, was that airliner supposed to be there on the runway? He said, Harrison, my man, that is not the runway you're on. That's the taxiway.
Okay.
So he'll probably get a reprimand. He could get a brief suspension. But keep in mind, before we get too critical of the man, he's highly skilled. He's got multiple ratings. A single multi-engine airplane, jet-rated, and flies helicopters. I mean, he's better than most pilots, 5,000-plus hours.
Okay.
And it's the sort of mistake I can understand in the Husky. I mean, you know.
I got to go, mate. Forget the Husky.